Jesus said, he said, do this as often in remembrance of me. You rise when you understand the way of God. Oh, hallelujah. When you know, you know. Listen, what you have seen, you cannot see. We should not fear. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's a system of atonement. That's what it's saying. You can engage the power of the blood of dominion and make up for that deficiency of the soul.
Let it light upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that looked upon him and they were lightened. And their faces were not as ashamed. Lord, tonight I look to you. I open my ears. I open my heart to understand. I open my eyes to see what you're showing. My ears to hear what you're saying. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Nothing will come between me and your word tonight, Lord. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way over the airways. Have your way over the internet. Have your way in the hall. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, as I share your word tonight, burdens are lifted. Yokes are destroyed. Questions are answered. And there are workings of miracles. Lord, as we partake of the communion tonight, as we take the body of Christ, as we drink his blood tonight, we are strengthened. In our spirit, we are strengthened. In our soul, we are strengthened. In our bodies, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And there are workings of miracles. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and rejoice tonight. Right where you are, just rejoice. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Amen. These are great days. Amen. Woo, glory! Amen. These are great days. Glory to God. These are days of rejoicing. These are days of favor. These are days of lifting. These are days of rising. These are days of grace. These are days of mighty compensations. These are days of supernatural recoveries. These are days of speed by the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I prophesy to someone that truly these are great days for you. In the name of Jesus, these are days of celebration for you. These are days of recovery for you. These are days of speed for you. In the name of Jesus, these are days of supernatural accomplishment for you. You are running, you are overtaking, you are recovering all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I see mighty celebrations. I see mighty rejoicing. I see mighty liftings by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go low. Just the strings. Listen. These are days of good revelations of the Christ. Our eyes are open to see Jesus more than ever before. Hallelujah. These are days of explosions of God's goodness. I don't know about you, but I hear these words. I hear these words. And I rejoice at these words. That in these days, Ligorasapatea, in our world, in our lives, in our space, we see explosions of God's goodness. We see explosions of God's marvelous kindness. In the name of Jesus, we have become living memorials of God's mercy. We have become living memorials of God's blessings. We have become living memorials of God's kindness. In the name of Jesus, everywhere we go, we are symbols of his blessings. We are the emblems of God's blessings. Men are looking at us and say, Kai, there's a God that blesses. Men are looking at us and saying, Kai, there's a God that lifts. Men are looking at us and they say, they are saying, Kai, there's a God that compensates. There's a God that strengthens. In the name of Jesus. For the glory of the Lord has lighted upon us. In the name of Jesus. For the mercy of the Lord has lighted upon us. Oh, our eyes are seeing the sure mercies of David. in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I speak by the Spirit. Our eyes are seeing the sure message of David. In your life, you are seeing the sure message of David. In the city of Jos on the plateau, we are seeing the sure message of David. In Nigeria, hear me, we are seeing the sure message of David. For the day of the salvation of this land has come. For the day of the deliverance of this land has come. Look, Nigeria, those that spoil you are no more. Look, Nigeria, your warfare is accomplished. Ooh, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Can I get an amen everywhere? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forever. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen and amen. You may be seated, those in the hall. Hallelujah. Just find streaming online, just find a very comfortable position. And I want you to pay attention. Don't make sure you are not distracted. Okay? Make sure you are focused. Make sure you follow like you're following online. Amen. Make sure you follow like you're following a service. Follow like you're in the hall. Hallelujah. And let your heart cry out for a word from the Lord tonight. Let your ears be attentive. Amen. And I declare that the spirit of understanding is upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have your writing materials that you're following online. Doesn't mean you shouldn't write. Amen. So have your writing materials. Writing here and there. Make successful people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure you have your writing materials ready. And if you have not shared this, the live service, make sure you share it so that your friends can watch with you. Hallelujah. Hebrews, very quickly, Hebrews chapter 12. We're continuing our teaching series for the month of October. We've been talking on eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Eyes on the prize. You know, there are so many distractions these days. So many side things, so many distracting things, really. But you see, those that would outlive this season are those who have their eyes on the prize. In life, we are faced with many things. In life, curved balls come towards us. That's what I call curved balls. Balls, I think, in baseball or so. Curved balls come to everyone. But you see, the most important thing, like I usually say, what happens to you is not the most important thing. It's what happens after what happened. That means your skill in responding appropriately. Listen, in life, what separates great people from mediocre people is their skill in responding to life's challenges. It's their skill in handling what's going on within them and outside. Glory to God. Your skill in response. And this is the position of God's word. When you read Second Corinthians, I believe, chapter 4, towards the last verses, it says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, he's comparing the results that comes from doing the right thing in challenging times, either personally or corporately, to the weight of a good. That's what he's talking about. He says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us an eternal weight of glory. My goodness. And he shows us how. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. And the things which are not seen are what? Are eternal. Glory to God. That's talking about your response. That's talking about your focus. That's talking about what you channel your energies to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says there's an affliction, but your perspective, the affliction is light. He's saying there's a curved ball, but your perspective, well, is common. Glory to God. Amen. We also saw in Paul's writings, he says, there's no temptation that has come to you except that which is common to men. You remember? Except that which is common to men. So he's teaching us how to approach life. That you see every challenge, you see every difficulty, you see every unexpected season, as it were, as something that is common. You know, Satan wants you to believe that what you are going through is just peculiar to you. What you are facing is just about you. You know, and you hear Christians say things like, oh, if you just understand what I'm going through, nobody else is going through something like this. Oh, just calm down. He says, there's no temptation that has come to you except that which is common to men. That's the first strategy. You commonize it. Well, there's no big deal. There's no big deal. I believe it was Peter that was writing. He says, the same affliction is accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Hallelujah. You commonize it. You commonize it. It may not be like an affliction. It may not be like a challenging time. It may be a mountain. Or let me put it this way. It may be a next level before you. You know you are here, but you are supposed to be there. How to get there is common to men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Paul says, God is faithful. That means you judge God faithful. Who in every temptation will make a way of escape. Hallelujah. Who make a way of escape. Oh, glory to God. You make a way of escape. And when you read that chapter further, he shows us the way of escape. He says the cup of this, the cup of the body of Christ that we're blessed. He says, is this not the cup of the communion of the blood of Christ that we bless? The cup that we drink. Is this not the cup of the communion of the common union? Glory to God. He's showing us that part of this way of escape is a communion table. Oh, part of this way of escape is our eyes on the lamb slain. Is our eyes on Christ and Him crucified. Now, how could Paul say? He said, I'm determined among you not to know any other thing but Christ and Him crucified. Meaning my answer is Christ and Him crucified. I have my eyes on one solution that cannot fail. Christ and Him crucified. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Don't forget the line of thoughts. I was talking about what separates the great from the mediocres. Your skill in responding to life. Your skill in responding to life. Hallelujah. So a lot is going on, but your eyes must be on the prize. A lot is going on, but you must learn how to fix your gaze on what really matters. A lot may be going on around your life. Aside what's going on around the world, around our nation today. But you see, you must learn how to focus on what is important. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12. 1 to 2 in a Message translation. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Eyes on the prize. So this should be part 3, I believe. It should be part 3. He said, wherefore? Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Do we have the Message translation? There were thoughts that we shared, pillars for the teaching that we brought out. And part of what we said was, as a man or as a woman that would do business with God in deep waters, that will do great things with God, you must learn to have what we call the big picture approach to life. I'm sure you remember that. The big picture approach to life. Can I have it now? The big picture approach to life. Okay. Message? All right. So let me just pause and read the Message translation. He said, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we had better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes. You know, he separated parasitic sins from extra spiritual fat. Meaning there are things that are not really sinful, but they are distractions. I like to classify them as distractions. You want your eyes on the prize. You have to deal decisively with distractions at the different seasons of your life. Distraction. It could be excessive phone time. It could be excessive movie time. It could be excessive gist. Glory to God. It could be eating in a way that is not proper. Are we together? Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He calls it extra spiritual fat. They are distraction. Listen, nobody goes anywhere without getting rid of those extra spiritual fats. those distracting things, those King James calls them the weight. He said, let's lay aside every weight. Glory to God. He calls them weights. He calls them weights. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday about just a digression, but it will bless someone listening to me. You know, I've been alarmed in recent times about how younger Christians growing in the things of God. You see somebody speaking in tongues passionately in church, and then he boldly listens to secular music that have antichrist lines. Antichrist. A secular music, so-called lost music, but because they are not love music, lost music that promote extramarital sex. And the person who speaks in tongues in church, especially this is Generation Z now, who speaks in tongues in church passionately, is listening to, let me not call names, listening to, and then the lyrics, in fact, is putting it on his or her status that this is what I'm listening to. And then when you see the song, Google the song, you see the lyrics is anti-Christ. It's against the values of the kingdom. Directly against the values of the kingdom. And I was appalled. You know, maybe I had not paid attention to it in time past, but recently it had gotten me troubled. What happens to consecration? Now, I'm not talking about, yeah, there are people that are borderline Christians, okay, who maybe they don't even believe in spiritual things, but people who believe in Jesus Christ, who speak in tongues, who believe they have a calling of God to fulfill a call in a marketplace as ministers. And I was talking to the people with me, so I was telling them about consecration, and it's connected to this stripping of extra spiritual fat. Are you listening to me? Someone say, how? What's the big deal about it? Listen, you cannot go in the same direction with the generation you are trying to impact. You can't. I preached a message years ago about being a person of conviction. I believe that was last year. It was a Tuesday service. Developing kingdom convictions. What do you believe? Glory to God. Extra spiritual fat. Remember, I was talking about eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. You have to get rid of extra spiritual fat. There's such a thing as Christian consecration. There's a piety that the believer must have. There's a piety. In the name of listening to a love song, now you cannot promote, listen to, or promote a music that betrays the value systems of the kingdom. You can't. And I'm saying it loud now. Maybe you never heard me say. You can't. You limit the flow of the anointing of God's spirit through you to your generation. Why you are clogging the flow of God's power. Why the power of God flows through our soul and our body. And listen, consecration unclogs the pathway for the flow of the anointing. Have it together. So you may be a businessman, a career person, a journalist, whatever you do, an educationist. As a believer, you're a minister there. And you have to pay attention to Christian consecration, so that the power of God may maximally flow through you to your generation. Remember, I told you that every Christian is a minister. And if you're a minister, you are administering something. And what you administer is the power of God. It is the glory of God. It is the love of God unhindered. Listen, love is a power. Love is not something we... So when I say expressing the love of God, I'm talking about the power of God flowing through you to your generation. And you have to do everything you can to unclog the pipe. You have to do everything you can until your soul and your body becomes a superconductor of the power and of the glory and of the wisdom and of the love of God to your generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stripping off every extra spiritual fat. So don't forget what I'm talking about. Eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. There's something bigger. We have a big picture approach to life. The temporary feeling of they say the rhythm is nice. Is there's nothing like that. I was once at your level. Glory to God. Glory to God. But as a consecration. There are times you catch yourself in those days, you catch yourself singing, or maybe responding to the rhythm of a song and saying, no, I can't. You say it verbally, I didn't know. I can't. And then you just stop it. Why consecration? Remember, I'm telling you, there may not be frank sins, but the Bible calls them weights, extra spiritual fat. He separated them from parasitic sins, extra spiritual fats. Boy, if you are drunk with the Holy Ghost, there are things you don't have time for. Hallelujah. So start paying attention. What are the extra spiritual facts? He says, strip yourself of them so you can run fast and far. What are the extra spiritual facts? In your own context, what are the extra spiritual facts that will weigh you down from getting to where God has planned for you to get to? Strip them off. Strip them off. Don't make excuses for extra spiritual facts. Don't make excuses. Don't make carnal excuses. No. Hallelujah. Remember, the depth of your conviction will determine the height of your impact. You can write it down. In this generation, the depth of your conviction will determine the height of your impact. And be, you say, show persuasions about the values of the kingdom without apology. Be convinced. Let people call you extremist for the values of the kingdom. In getting rid of extra spiritual fat, let people call you extremist. Yes. But tell yourself, this line we don't cross. These kind of things we don't do. Hallelujah. Both in private and in public. You know, Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, still chapter 4, the initial verse, he was talking about being ministers of the gospel. He said, we have denounced the hidden things of dishonesty. He said, we have refused the hidden things of dishonesty. Not holding the word of God with craftiness. Talking about the minister. Glory to God. Are we together? All right, so let's get to the verse now. Are you blessed tonight? Eyes on the prize. Oh, saviors are rising. Glory to God. Saviors are rising in power and in glory. Saviors are rising that are bringing the fire of God, that are bringing the purpose, that are bringing the agenda of God to light. They are rising from their hiding places. They are rising from the backside of the desert. They are arriving on the battleground with answers for Goliath. Glory to God. And you are part of that band of saviors rising. Can I get amen? Amen. All right. It means you better get on with it. Strip down. Start running. Never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic things. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Hallelujah. It says, study how he did it. Because he never lost sight of where he was headed. Eyes on the prize. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Because his eyes are on the prize. He could put on with anything along the way. Hallelujah. He could put on with anything along the way. You see, if you are going to Abuja, you have to pass through forest. Amen. There's a place we call forest on your way to Abuja, the city of Abuja from Jos here. You see, passing through. Whatever you see passing through there will not bother you because that's not your destination. Amen. That's not your destination. Your eye is upon your destination. He could put up with anything along the way. God showed you they are going to be a kingdom financier. You are going to be an apostle in the marketplace. What we call a financial apostle, for example. And then it looks as though all hell has broken loose concerning your finances. You are looking for just 100,000 naira. And it's as though it's so big to raise. You will not be bothered. You will not go to God and say, Lord, I thought you told me I was going to be a fan. No. You won't say those things. Why? You can put up with anything along the way. Why? Your eyes are on the prize. Hallelujah. There's something you can see. There is a song you can hear. There are words you can hear in your spirit from the Spirit of God. Oh, and those words give you a certainty about where you're going. So you are not bothered. You are moved. Hallelujah. He could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now, here Sorry? And now he is there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So we said, you must have a big picture approach to life. We also say that life, to you, life is no longer here and now. There's a big picture. There's a kingdom within you that you must bring forth. So we said that that big picture, number one, that prize, number one, is a big picture. And we said that big picture is the kingdom within you. And we journey to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And from there we say that the kingdom of God that is within you, amen, Jesus said that kingdom is within you, when you seek to bring it forth, okay, you are acting like a person who has his eyes on the big picture. Glory to God. So we say, setting your gaze on the big picture means bringing out the kingdom of God within you. And we define that expression in two layers. So the first layer is walking in the prophetic path preloaded into your spirit before you were born. There's a prophetic path for every believer, in fact, for every human. And you see, that journey begins when a man collides with Christ. But you see, that is not the end. After you are born again, there is the discovering and the walking in the path that God has set for you to walk in. Listen, there are paths in destiny. There are paths. Glory to God. You see, the Bible says John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah. He wasn't talking about pre-incarnation. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. No, he wasn't saying Elijah was the one that came. No, he's talking about similarities of prophetic paths. Are we together? Similarities of prophetic paths. And that's the truth. Do you know, if you have the luxury of discovery and maybe studying people, there are people whose stories you hear and it's like your life is side by side them. Are we together? It's like your life is literally side by side them. Sometimes including their battles. But see, a lot of Christians wallow in so much ignorance. People don't even read. They don't study. They don't get to collide. But my point is, their paths. Their paths. Their prophetic paths. For some, is a continuation of a path that a saint of old has walked in. Are we together? Your fulfillment, your joy, your satisfaction, your prosperity is tied to walking in that path. Is tied to bringing forth that kingdom within you. I will say this big. This is the concept of destiny. This is the concept of purpose. This is the concept of living a story worth telling on the earth. It is bringing out that kingdom within you. Do everything you can. Listen, never be satisfied with maintenance. Those that know me or that get to know me, if I've ever spoken with you maybe once or twice or three times, there's a question I'll ask you. So what's the big picture for you? You may be working in a bank, okay, lecturing, working in an oil company, or just finished NYC. I always ask people, so what's the big picture for you? Sometimes I watch as people are taken aback by that question because there is a cloudiness. There's no clarity as to what the big picture is. Amen. Why sometimes I watch people, they may not have the full, they may not have solved the full puzzle, so to say, but you can hear them say things that will show you, look, this guy or this lady is bringing out something within them. There's something they have seen within them that they're bringing forth. Life is more than having a nice salary. You say, Papilo, do you know what it means to have steady salary? Life is more than that. Do you know what it means to have job security? Life is more than that. That may be your beginning point. But you see, you must trap your big picture and begin to bring it forth from where you are now. That means what's a big picture? Once you see it, you must begin to do something about it daily. Like I always put it, you must learn to make every day pay tribute to that big picture. Every day. Glory to God. I studied medicine in school over a decade ago. And then at a point, maybe towards final year, I just felt, well, I may practice medicine, but the big picture is preaching. I may combine it with medicine. There was a certainty after I was done, the picture was getting clearer. I had to start paying attention to what I saw. If I didn't pay attention, I would be here. I had to start paying attention. I knew I was going to be a church planter. I knew I was going to be a pastor, a teacher to the body, an apostle to the nation. I had to start paying attention. I said, dear Lord, this is a different path. And that kingdom within me began to call. And it began to affect the day I lived every day. Glory to God. After house job, I didn't bother looking for where to do private practice to raise money. I was off job for months. What was I doing? Was it because I didn't need money? No. The big picture was calling. The kingdom within was calling. And that big picture will put a demand on you. That big picture will put a restraining order on your life. Listen, if your big picture is not putting a restraining order on you, go back to your secret place again. Go and fan the fires again. Because every big picture, every call of the kingdom within, which is that prophetic path, will put a restraint on you. Proverbs says, without vision, the people cast off restraint. That means when there is vision, there is restraint. When there is vision, there is discipline. When there is vision, there are restrictions. When there is vision, there's what we call in economics, opportunities for God. Glory to God. There's opportunity cost, alternatives for God, something like that. Opportunity cost. When there's vision, when your picture is calling you, there'll be opportunities for God. There won't be argument, okay, there's an opening in London, there's an opening in Malaysia, will you come? Now, when you are still uncertain about these things, you may be gyrating up and down. But you see, you begin to interpret every opportunity in the light of the big picture. I say that again. Once your eyes on the prize, once you come into the awareness of this kingdom within you, you begin to interpret every opportunity in the light of your big picture. Meaning, when you are not interpreting opportunities in the light of your, when every opportunity gets your attention, and you are reviewing opportunities based on their temporary benefits, chances are there's no clarity about the big picture. No clarity. And ideally, this big picture, for those who are single, should affect the person you can marry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Ooh, glory to God. Of course, remember the story I used to tell you guys. Bahai took a lady to a Chinese restaurant somewhere in a big city and were just gisting on Chinese meal, man. And pam, 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 pam. At the end of that gist, I knew this is a no-go area. Was it because the person was a bad person? No. Opportunity cost. Glory to God. Opportunities cost. Why? There was no fitting to the big picture. The big picture for me why you heard it on Saturday. Oh, what a lovely time we have. You don't marry for now, you marry for your future. You marry for your future. I mean, God sent me to Nigeria to preach, at least for this phase of my life. I mean, to have a base. Glory to God. And I believe for the rest phase of my life on earth, glory to God, we're going to touch the world all over the world, touch lives all over the world. But I believe strongly my base is Nigeria. So imagine any lady who had the vision of living in the United States of America. The person will fit in, have it together. The same thing with job opportunities, finance, and I mean, it'll work. Praise God. Listen, there was a phase where, let me just give you the figure so that you understand what I'm talking about. You see, it won't mean anything to you. I just resigned from where I was doing a little private practice to do full-time ministry. My allowance then was 50,000. Okay? And then I had someone who was close to me, who are these NGO opportunity was excited about, and was telling me there's this NGO opportunities and all that. And he said they're paying like 900,000. Glory to God. We graduated from the same med school, the same set. Glory to God. But see, it didn't move me in any way. 50,000 side by side, 900,000 per month. Imagine if my eyes were not the big picture. You just heard the brethren. You know, I'll be coming weekends to pastor you. Glory to God. But I knew what the Lord told me. I knew the leading of the Spirit. That wasn't compatible with who I was going. Have it together. Very important. But guess what? The big picture will always pay off. When you bring out that kingdom within you, you will get both what money can buy and what money cannot buy. It will pay off. The money is inside. The millions will drop. Glory to God. The relevance to your generation is inside. The impact is inside. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Are you blessed tonight? Online community, are you blessed tonight? I'm basically preaching for you. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. All right. So that was the place we stopped 2 weeks ago. I didn't preach last week. And we said, bringing out the kingdom within you. The three F's in bringing out the kingdom within you. We said the fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. The fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. The fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. The fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. All right, the fundamentals. Those who are masters. Okay, I believe we stepped into that. We said, those who are masters at any game on earth are said to be those who have mastered the fundamentals. How many of you remember that? We said, those who are masters at any game. Footballers can tell you that. Basketballers can tell you that. Athletes can tell you that. Businessmen can tell you that. That anyone that is called a master. And listen, there's such a thing as mastery in a field. Mastery in a sport, in a game. Mastery in an industry. There's such a thing as mastery. What we're saying is, anyone who is referred to as a master or who has gained mastery in anything are those who have mastered the fundamentals, not the aesthetics. So in any game, in any sector, in any career, they are the aesthetics and they are the fundamentals. Listen, destiny is the same. Bringing out the kingdom is the same. The aesthetics and their fundamentals. That means you have to be acquainted with what you call the fundamentals, as far as bringing out the kingdom is concerned, as far as living out the big picture is concerned. You have to be acquainted and really have attempt to have mastery on the fundamentals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. All right, so that's the way I broke this down for you in assimilable form. So bringing out the kingdom of God within you. What are the fundamentals? Number one, a consistent walk with God. A consistent walk with God. A consistent walk. W-A-L-K. A consistent walk with God. Of course, that talks about relationship with the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, obedience, acting on God's word and all that. A consistent walk with God. Relationship comes from revelation of his person, right? Meaning you have to be born again. That's where your destiny begins. You have to develop a prayer life and a style of interaction with the word. That's fellowship. Now, remember we're talking about fundamentals. Listen. Listen to me, everyone watching online, following online in the hall. Listen, you can never outgrow these two things I've mentioned. Developing and maintaining a consistent prayer life and a style. style of interaction with the word. Oh my goodness, you can never outgrow it. It is standard. Developing a prayer life. Remember, we're talking about relationship and fellowship. Developing a walk with God. So walk with God is based on, first of all, knowing Him, getting born again, and then developing a prayer life and a style of interaction with the Word. You can't play with it. No matter how high you go, no matter how low you think you are now, it is constant. It is a fundamental. You want to bring out the kingdom within you? You want to live out the big picture? You must master a prayer life. You must master a style of interaction with the Word of God. Now, developing a prayer life. You do not build a prayer life on prayer points. Point number one, you carry a prayer book. My Father, as I begin to pray today, everything working against my destiny, in the name of Jesus, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled. Amen. Number two, my Father, as I'm praying today, I decree and declare, everything stopping my progress, fall down and die, be canceled, be removed, rababa, be removed. That is nice for maintenance. You do not develop a prayer life like that. Listen to this. A prayer life is developed based on fellowship and destiny. That's why I used to craft it of old. I can't remember the exact way. You build a prayer life on fellowship and destiny. Are we together? That means your focus is fellowship with a person. And another focus is the fulfillment of your destiny on the earth. Okay? Those are the three things that influence a productive prayer life. Another thing I want to introduce is regimen. Regimen and consistency. Listen, even your literacy, what you call your literacy, was built on the principle of regimen and consistency and routine. Have it together. You went to nursery school, primary school, secondary school. There was a routine. There was a regimen. At 8 o'clock, you had to be in school. January to April was first term. May to July was second term. Are we together? September to December was first term. I think that's the way it was. The other one, second term and third term. There was a regimen. You entered into class at 8. Okay. There was a break at 1. You went back at 2. You finished at 4. Depends on the kind of school you went to. Praise God. The same thing with your university or higher education. There was routine and regimen. That means you cannot really build anything that lasts without routine and regimen. You need to write it down. That means routine and regimen must support the building of an effective prayer life. Routine and regimen. When you wake up in the morning, as a matter of routine, you have a time with the Lord. You see, starting, it may not be about how long, but mastering the consistency. That means no matter how you feel, when you wake up, before you eat food, talk to the Lord. Before you pick your phone and do social media or check your mail, whatever it is, whatever category you belong to, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Let it be conversation. Let it be conversational meditation. Let it be your flow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for waking me up this morning. You speak in tongues. You talk to Him. You hear His word. Are we together? So it's not about hitting. You pray for 10 hours today. And then for 2 weeks, nothing serious. No. Consistency. Routine. Regimen. Are we together? Routine and regimen. Remember, there was a man called Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. The Bible says he was a centurion of the Italian band. He was a proselyte. This man was a devout man. And he had a regimented prayer life and almsgiving. Regimented prayer life. And through that regimen, through that consistency of offering up incense into heaven, the Bible says his prayers and his arms came up into heaven as a memorial. Meaning his prayer life built a monument before God. That's what he's saying. He built a stature before God. It is through regimen that you build stature in the realm of the spirit. Have it together. And again, go to any game. Any master in any game can tell you the power of what I'm talking about. That mastering this business is connected to routine and regimen. Have it together. Eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Listen, the busyness in life will contend with you in this thing I'm talking about. It will fight it. Oh, it can be awake till 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. and then you wake up and then maybe you do in normal work. You're not an entrepreneur who has the control of his time yet. I have to be at work at 8 o'clock. You are rushing. You are showering. Rebegebo, Father, thank you for a beautiful day. You are checking. If I go late, I'm going to answer query. And then the next day is like the same. Glory to God. You have to sit down and plan. You have to sit down and plan. You have to sit down and plan. If your break time at work is the most convenient, you can do something little. Just talk to him conversationally in the morning as you are doing things. And then that break time, you sit down with the word and sit down. Praying and talking to the Lord. Have it together. Are you learning something tonight? Praise God. All right. So relationship, fellowship. Okay, so prayer life, the same with the style of interaction with the Word. How do you interact with the Word of God? You don't just read, you read one chapter today. You read three chapters today till next week. You listen to one message today till 2 weeks' time. No. Develop a pattern. Develop a deliberate commitment to the ministry of the Word. The Word of God has a ministry in your life. A deliberate commitment to the ministry of the Word. Oh, you tell yourself, I'm committed to the Word of God. There's a minimum intake of God's Word I must have every day. You are telling yourself that. There's a minimum intake of God's Word that I must have every day. It may be one chapter, two chapters. It may be 10 verses. It may be to listen to a message with your Bible by your side. It may be to meditate on three verses. Whatever style of interaction, but be consistent. Hallelujah. Praise God. A consistent walk with God. What does he also mean? It means acting on the word and the instructions of the Spirit promptly. You see, our walk with God is fellowship with the person. And every time you promptly respond to instruction from the Spirit, it deepens your walk. It increases your confidence in that fellowship, in that relationship. Hallelujah. Oh, it does affect it. It does. Praise God. And this is where, let me just connect this before I go to the next thing. You see, it is in this walk, this consistent walk with God, that you learn how to discern the voice of God. Paul says there are many voices in this world and none is without signification. That means every voice you follow has consequence. If you follow the voice of your emotions, it has consequence. If you follow the voice of the spirit of the world, it has consequence. If you follow the voice of the masses, it has consequence. If you follow the voice of your best friend, it has consequence. That's what he's saying. If you follow the voice of your feelings, it has consequence. There are many voices in the world. And this consequence is, I'm talking about consequence on your destiny. Consequence on living out God's vision for your life. Consequence in living out, bringing forth that kingdom. Remember, that's the context of our discussion. There are many voices. But you see, in this consistent walk with God, where you sit down and talk to him and hear him talk to you through your interaction from the word, to listening in your heart. From this interaction, you learn His voice. From this interaction, you discern His leading. From this interaction, you pick His promptings. From this interaction, you lay hold on His word. And listen, the voice of the Lord is one of your greatest assets in your sojourn on the earth. The voice of the Lord. The Bible says, for through that voice shall the Assyrians be beaten down. Oh, glory to God. In Isaiah 30, he said, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. What does it mean by that? Assyrian talks about opposition. This is how you subdue oppositions in your journey of life. It is through the voice of the Lord. It is in this place of walking, of a consistent walk with Him, that His vision, His wisdom, I beg your pardon, is distilled in your soul. There's a distillation of the wisdom of God, of the light of God. Light shines, glory to God. Light gives direction. Light leads. Light is the dwelling place of His power. That's what Prophet Habakkuk said also. He's talking about the hand of the Lord and the light proceeding out. And he said, there is the hiding place of His power. That is from that place. Hallelujah. So your life is full of sweatless victory. You are moving from victory to victory. People are wondering, this babe just started. This guy just started in this path. And then there will be opposition. Yes, but through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. You beat down the oppositions. You beat down the mountains. You blast the mountains through the voice of the Lord. And this voice gets clearer to you as you develop a consistent walk with God. A consistent walk with God. There's a synchrony of your spirit with the voice of the Lord. With the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the path of a believer. Glory to God. Remember, we're talking about fundamentals. Hallelujah. A consistent walk with God. Number two, a genuine love for people. A genuine love for people. Fundamentals in bringing out the kingdom within you. Listen, you see, the prophetic path for every believer is connected to people. If that's a major difference between ambition and vision, between ambition and walking in the prophetic path, there's a clarity of the positive impact that it will have on people. If that connection is not made, you are likely on the path of ambition and personal dreams. And there's a limit God cannot go. And there's a limit God can go, rather, in blessing such personal journey. Glory to God. Love for people. Love for people. Love for people. Why do we celebrate Mother Teresa? Love for people. What made Jesus so different? Son of the living God. Co-heir with God. He was a part of the Godhead. He stooped down. He was made a man. He went, you know, part of my favorite portion of scripture, as far as learning how to do ministry is concerned, he says, the common people heard Jesus gladly. He said, the common people could hear Jesus, could understand Him. What is he telling you? Jesus could mingle with the commoners. He had the heart. He had the heart for people in His earth walk. And that separated Him from the rabbis. The rabbis wore their long robes, looking for who will respect them, who will serve them. And they walk in the marketplace with their long robes, the Bible says. Showing that they are rabbis, Pharisees rather, and teachers of the law, putting heavy burdens on the people. But Jesus was interested in lifting burdens from the people. Are we together? Can you tie that vision to the impact it will have on the wider society? Think it through. See it. These are the fundamentals in bringing out the kingdom in you. You see, when you see someone that will be blessed, you will withstand the pressure. You will withstand the inconveniences. Oh, I've said this again and again. Your destiny is more important to God than your convenience. Your destiny is more important to God than your pains. Are we together? A genuine love for people. 1 John 4:20 talks about, you see, if you cannot love the humans you can see, I'm paraphrasing, you can't claim to love God. Genuine love for people. And listen to me, you train your heart to love like Jesus does. You train your heart, I say it again, you train your heart to love like Jesus loves. It's a training. You know why? The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart already. Meaning within you is the DNA to love like Jesus loves. So you train your heart to do so. You train your heart to do so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He said, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Can you see that? So love for people. Fundamentals. Love for people. Train your heart to love people. Listen, God will open doors. Listen, open doors on earth are connected to expressing genuine love towards people. Never forget this as long as you live. Open doors on earth. As far as this earth, the algorithm of this earth is concerned, it opens to you when you demonstrate genuine love and mercy towards others. The algorithm that runs the earth is such that when you're a man and a woman of love, doors open for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genuine love for people. People are to be loved. Things are to be used, not the other way around. Did you hear that? People are to be loved. Things are to be used, not the other way around. You know the other way around? And there are many people that live there. They use people and love things. But people are to be loved. Things are to be used, not the other way around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, these are the fundamentals. A consistent walk with God, genuine love for people, and a clear understanding of the why of life. A clear understanding of the why of life. I'm out of time. A clear understanding of the why of life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo, hallelujah. I have 4 minutes left and then we'll break bread. Hallelujah. Those of you at home, get your communion elements ready. We will bless it and break bread. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. I'm sure you're getting blessed tonight. Remember to get your communion elements ready. Your bread and your wine, which is the communion of his body and the communion of his blood. Hallelujah. Get them ready and get your offerings, your tithe, your special seeds ready. The account details are on the screen. Hallelujah. The account details will be on your screen. The account details will be on your screen for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Just speak in tongues right where you are. Legora siba kurat ebasaya. Monteri kaparatos keshto brendo sisto brektoriza paniga. Liga ruse perunda siste pura dile kasabaya. Ligo razebendos kiste brunda sila kamana. Liga ruske baradons kiste bruktelides kapa. Joriza panela tose liga brunda siste pa. Joriga sapranda ligo supretolida. Irakopososte pura badalateska. Maruke ponda siste pura badalataya. Zariga ponda siste pura diledoska. Just speak in tongues right where you are. Just speak in tongues right where you are. Lerus keperunda siste. Livo babaratus kelida. Jaligo randa skishto braktus kira. Lekombra suste pura dile. Jalida kora zapane. Liro sopatonda, jaleko prendo siste pora, liros capronda siste pa. Ndala baba baba baba, yaro bagoso na mananani, mondale bagoso manananoya, Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. I'll read it for us. Just get a communion lemons ready. Can I have? Can I have? Just bring it here for me. Shalika proskeshtapa. Liga brunda sushta prokepetosa. Hallelujah. Just get a communion elements ready. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Let me get that. Lekos hirako baratosa. Jaliga brunda sushtapora. I see somebody getting healed at this table. I see somebody breaking into massive financial opportunities at this table. I see a long-standing negative habit, sinful habit being broken at this table. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you believe in God for, just connect your faith as we break the bread. Hallelujah. He said, the cup of blessing which you bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? Communion there means common union. Our common union in the blood, meaning through this cup of the communion and through this bread, which is a communion of the body of Christ, we have broken out of human limitations and we have broken into the class of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That means whatever cannot stop God cannot stop us. Hallelujah. Ligo presushta. That means the power of God is directed towards us. Hallelujah. Just speak in tongues as you carry your bread and the body. Hallelujah. Mokeru sepatele debosa. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Mighty testimonies are breaking forth from this communion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Just keep the tongues in your mouth. Amen. The media guys are going to put the account details for tithe and offerings and special seed up. Amen. After you have taken the bread, just remember to give your offerings, your tithes, and special seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. GOP.
I'm slain. I see the lamb slain. I see the lamb slain. I see. Feet on the roasted lamb, I put my faith in I see the lamb slain.
See the lamb slain.
See the lamb slain.
Hallelujah. We have the victory. Can you go ahead and rejoice in the next 1 minute? Woo! Glory!
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.